Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, and welcome to Ministering God's Way. I am your host, Evangelist Maria Triplett, joining you live from Starkville, Mississippi. Ministering God's Way is brought to you by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to save, heal, deliver, and set the captives free. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, to our listening audience, Ministering God's Way. We are celebrating 4 years today, this month, and we, to God be the glory. We say thank you, Lord, for being able to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with you all in the listening audience. We are going to have a dynamic episode as we celebrate 4 years today. Our scripture is coming from the second book of Acts, the second chapter of Acts, and the 38th verse, and it reads, "Then Peter said unto them, Repent, and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost." Our topic today is repent, repentance. It means make a change, a turnaround, feeling sorry for our sins. Let us bow our heads as we go to God in prayer. Oh, heavenly and gracious Father, we come right now looking to you, Father God, for a word from on high, Father God, acknowledging you that you are God and God alone, and beside you there is no other. We say thank you, Father, for dying on the cross for our sins, that we may obtain mercy, Father God, in the time of need. Father God, that we may be able to repent, and we have that right to go before you, Father God, and turn from our wicked ways and humble ourselves and pray. And then, Father God, we would hear from heaven and you would heal our land. And to God, we glory be the glory. We say thank you. We just are so grateful for you, and we ask that you will go with us today. Stand by us, Father God. Fill us with your Holy Ghost and your power from on high, that we might, Father God, be broken and contrite in our spirit, that whatever is wrong in our life, that we repent and that we get it right with you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise God. Repentance. Repentance, the Lord tells us that he wants us to repent, meaning that there's a penalty. Jesus paid the penalty for our sins, and so we can repent. And repentance, it's a change of heart and mind that brings us closer to God, and it includes turning away from sin and asking God for forgiveness. The Bible tells us we all sin and fall short of the glory of God. And so we must be careful of how we walk, how we talk, and how we live in our daily lives, how we act. People watch you, whether we know it or not. Someone is always watching you, and they know how Christians ought to act. And we, as a body of Christ, must know that we have a standard to uphold. We must meet those requirements, and we must walk worthy in the vocation wherewith God has called us. Amen? So if we are in the gospel of Jesus Christ, we are still yet none of us are perfect. Everyone has fallen short, sin, and falls short of the glory of God. And so we must examine ourselves, the scripture tells us, daily, and that we might be able to purge ourselves from any evil thoughts or any evil deeds or any wicked acts. We must look to God our Father and ask him to examine us, to wash us, to cleanse us, and purge us with that blood of Jesus. Amen? And so in the dictionary, we look at the definition of repent. Repent means to feel such sorrow for sin or fault as to be disposed to change one's life for the better. Be penitent, to remember or regard with self-reproach or contrition. To repent one's injustice to another, to feel sorry for regret. So this is the message that we want to send the listening audience today, is we all sin and fall short of the glory of God. But there is a mediator, and his name is Jesus Christ. He is our intercessor, and he has gone to Calvary, and he's died on the cross for our sins, that we might have the right to the tree of life, and that we can have life more abundantly, and that we will live eternally, which is the gift of God, with him in Jesus, with Jesus Christ. Today, I want to share a scripture with you before we have a few minutes remaining, just a little over 8 minutes. And we want to just briefly take a look before we minister in song. We want to look at the 19th chapter of Acts, if you will, and the first 5 verses. That's going to bring this whole baptism in repentance and baptism in Jesus' name into full understanding. Acts, the 19th chapter, and the 1st through the 5th verse reads, "And it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus, and finding certain disciples, he said unto them, Have ye received the Holy Ghost since ye believed? And they said unto him, We have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. And he said unto them, Unto what then were ye baptized? And they said, Unto John's baptism. Then said Paul, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him which come after him, and that is on Christ Jesus. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. The Bible tells us there's no other name under heaven whereby men can be saved but by the name of Jesus. So there's power in the name of Jesus. There is healing in the name of Jesus. There's deliverance in the name of Jesus. There is everything that you need, peace, joy, love, understanding, wisdom, and knowledge, all in the name of Jesus. Jesus, there's no greater love, no other name that has so much power. That he went down he went to Golgotha Hill on the cross called on the cross on the hill called Golgotha at Calvary. He died for you and I, and he did it just for me. He did it for you, and he can do it for you. If you have not received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, today is the day of salvation. And we're going to have someone that's going to come to you on the telephone lines, and we're going to go to the telephone lines right now. And let's go to the telephone lines right now. And let's see if Pastor Ida Canada from Palmdale, California, is joining us on the air. Is that you, Pastor Canada?
Hi, God bless you. How are you?
Oh, we're just great in the Lord, and we're so great and honored, blessed that you are just on the air with us today. We're rushing because we know you have a women's conference to attend, and you took time out just to share a song for us today, and celebrating 4 years on Ministering God's Way Blog Talk Radio. And as we said, you know, Jesus, he died on the cross for you, and he died for me. And so we just thank God for him being able to be there for us and to intercede and be that mediator for us. But now, Pastor Ida Canada, she's a pastor of True Worship Holiness Church for Christ, located at 6721 Evans Street in Palmdale, California. And so, Pastor Canada, I'm so thankful and grateful to the good Lord that you've taken time out of your schedule to join us on air today. How is everything in Palmdale, California?
Well, you know, it is what it is. God, he's still coming and doing it just for us on today. No matter what it looked like, what it feel like, how you feel about it, he did it not just for me, but he did it for you and everyone that is surrounding us. Amen?
Amen. You know, I mean, that's a dynamic word. I mean, that is a super word for the listening audience and it's for me today. Because I know when you make it personal, he did it. When you can make that thing so know that Jesus did it for just for me, it's personal. It has a supernatural effect on your life because you know God did it just for you, not nobody else. Jesus did it just for you. He did it for me. He did it for whoever wanted to be set free, amen? Whoever the captive was that wanted to be delivered, he did it for them, and that's a blessing. What women's conference are you attending out there in California today, Pastor Kenna?
It's at the Living Water in Lancaster Church. I was invited by one of my friends, and it started about 2 o'clock, so, you know, we're trying to pull it all together this morning and go get what God has for us. And this season, you got to know what you want when it's coming from God, amen, because God got just what you need
amen.
In this season.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Now, is there going to be a special guest? Who are the speakers there at the women's conference today?
I'm not for sure about all the speakers because it's different women. I was just invited at the last minute. So
mm-hmm.
I'm trying
okay.
to pull it all together. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So did you want to get that address if anyone is in the listening audience that's in that area that may want to come out to that women's conference in Lancaster?
I do not have the address right on me at this time. But it's going to be awesome because the women are standing out in this season and being obedient to the anointing and the word and the power of God because we know that as women, you know, people look at us and say, you know, no. But when God say yes, there is a
mm-hmm.
yes. No matter what
yes,
man
amen.
Says yes, there is a yes. Amen.
Yes, it is. Amen, amen. And just for me, okay, could you just bless us in song with that? Just for me, the way God did it, just it gave it to you. Would you give it to the listening audience and let them know that Jesus died just for them?
Amen. Just for me. Just
Yes, Lord.
Jesus came and did it. Jesus came and did it. Jesus came and did it just for me. So just for me.
Just for me. Just for you,
for
Jesus. Yes, he died on the cross for you and for me.
Jesus came and did it. Oh, Jesus came and did it. 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 Oh, Jesus came and did it. Just for me.
Praise
Amen.
The Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Pastor Kennedy, is there a telephone number that you can share with the listening audience if they would like to book you for their special event? Would you please give us that contact information?
Yes, I can be reached at 661-480-4592. And also, you can reach me at 661-468-0067.
Okay, let's give those two numbers again, Pastor Canada.
661-480-4592. The next number is 661-468-0067.
Thank you so much, and God bless you and your husband, Minister Marcus Canada, and be sure to tell him we said we love him, and God bless you, and thank you so much for joining us.
All right. God bless you, woman of God.
Thank you. Bye now.